stand by. Welcome and thank you for joining us for today's IBM teleconference, Solving CICS Performance Issues. If you're looking for trouble, you've come to the right place. Today's teleconference will last approximately 60 minutes and will include a live question and answer session. In this teleconference, you'll learn about the CICS Performance Analyzer and Application Performance Analyzer. The speakers for today's teleconference are Eric Higgins, Technical Sales Specialist, IBM CICS Tools, and Russ Courtney, Senior IT Specialist, IBM Problem Determination Tools. At this time, I'd like to turn the conference over to Mr. Eric Higgins. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, operator, and hello, everyone. My name is Eric Higgins. I'm a Technical Specialist for IBM CICS Tools. And joining me today is Russ Courtney, a Technical Specialist for IBM Problem Determination Tools. Thanks for taking the time today to listen to what we believe is a very informative presentation on how two IBM products work together to make you more productive. At the end of the presentation, we'll be opening up the phone lines for a question and answer period. The title of today's presentation is Solving CICS Performance Issues. If you're looking for trouble, you've come to the right place. Well, we're not really here to make trouble for you. Rather, what we want to do is show you a way to attack CICS performance issues by using CICS Performance Analyzer, also known as CICS PA, in conjunction with IBM's Application Performance Analyzer, also known as APA, to identify the root cause of a performance issue. CICS Performance Analyzer is a powerful reporting tool that uses your system management facility records, SMF records, to produce a wide range of reports and extracts at the system level that will help you tune and manage your CICS system. Application Performance Analyzer helps developers and systems personnel tune applications and resolve performance constraints by observing resources consumed by the application as it executes. Our goal today is to show you ways that tooling from IBM can help you be productive in addressing performance, that is, to go looking for trouble. So let's get started. I'm going to move to slide number 3. All right, looking for trouble. Take a look at these statements on this slide. What's the value of identifying performance issues before they have a chance to escalate? All we want you to think about here is, what's the impact to your organization if you have an outage caused by some sort of performance issue or a slowdown? What's the impact to the revenue to your organization? Or what are the expenses incurred if you miss a service level agreement? What's the impact to you personally? What's the amount of time that you're going to have to spend to resolve this performance issue or outage? You're going to have to identify the root cause. You may have to attend a series of meetings to explain why the problem occurred, what's being done to prevent it from happening in the future. So, you know, as you look at this, you know, try to think in, what can I do to be proactive? Maybe I want to go looking for tuning opportunities so that I can prevent outages. Also, in today's economic environment, are the things that I can do to tune my systems that's going to save my company money? If I can go out and find ways to tune my applications so that I reduce the number of MIPS that are being used, maybe I can delay the upgrade of a processor by 6 or 9 months. And if I can do that, I can save my company substantial amounts. And thirdly, what can a performance measurement tool do to help resolve bad application behavior? Well, a tool like APA, your applications people can use this to identify poorly performing applications before they get migrated into production so that you identify the issue in your development environment. Additionally, a tool like APA gives in the hands of your application developers, it gives them the ability to understand the implications of a poorly written application if the code not written the way it should, what impact is it going to have on performance? So it'll help not only identify the poorly performing applications, but it'll help educate your application people as well. Moving to slide number 4. In our presentation today, what we have is we have a sample application, and our end users are complaining that they're not getting the throughput that they expect. This application has been running, but due to growth, they've added additional end users that are running the application, so we're seeing a lot more instances of these transactions and running in our CICS regions, and the end users are saying that they're not getting the response they need. So what are we going to do? Well, first we're going to start with CICS Performance Analyzer, CICS-TA, to identify the transactions that are not performing to expectations, as well as to try to identify any of the resource utilizations that may be causing a problem. Once we've identified the poorly performing transactions, next we're going to use Application Performance Analyzer to drill down to the application level to identify the root cause of the problem. So what are some of the values of using CICS-TA and APA? Well, mainly it's going to give you a faster time for problem resolution. By using the tooling from IBM, it will significantly reduce the amount of time it takes to identify your performance problems as well as identify the root cause of the problem. Moving to slide number 5. Let's talk a little bit about what CICS Performance Analyzer is. CICS-TA is a historical analysis tool that allows you to report on CICS performance. It has a ISPS interface, a very easy-to-use interface that allows you to create reports and modify and maintain your report layout as well as run your reports. The product comes with over 150 sample reports out of the box. You can use these reports as is. They're very easy to customize, and it's very easy to create your own new reports. So what TA does is it uses SNS data as input to create reports and extracts. It also has a historical database feature that allows you to capture a subset of your SNS data. And this historical database feature, one of the ways that this is can be used is to help you with your capacity planning and trend analysis. You can generate reports off the historical database and see over a period of time what trends are occurring. So some of the benefits of CICS Performance Analyzer, you use this to improve your tuning in CICS. You can measure the impact of your tuning efforts. Use it to improve your response times. Identify bottlenecks in your CICS environment. And as I mentioned before, helping you with capacity planning and creating optimal performance. Moving to slide number 6, what we see here is an architectural overview of CICS-TA. At the top, you can see the various types of SMS data that CICS-TA can report on. Starting at the left, we have the CICS CMF records that you would expect, your 110 records, as well as CICS statistic records. CICS-TA can also report on your system logger using the SMS 88 records. CICS-TA can report on CICS transaction gateway statistics. That is, if you are running CTG version 7.1 on the Z platform, that version of CICS transaction gateway does cut SMS records, and CICS-TA can report on them. CICS-TA can also report on DB2 and MQ subsystem activity within CICS by using the associated accounting records. And then lastly, CICS-TA can take in the SMS records that are cut by OmegaMon. What you can do with these records, if you are running OmegaMon, the ICSPA has the ability to report on third-party databases such as Adabase, IDMS, Datacom, Supra, or if you're using the resource limiting facility within OmegaMon, the ICSPA can generate reports showing, you know, how many resource actions did I take each day or each week, so forth. Now, CICSPA is, I like to call, a drop-and-go product. It's very easy to install and customize. Probably within one day you can have the product installed and up and running. And the nice thing about this is because it uses standard SMS data, if you have an archive of your SMS data, you can install CICSPA today and you can run reports on any of your archived SMS data. Looking at this chart as we move towards the bottom, in the middle we can create formatted reports. These are what I refer to as your standard green bar reports. We also have the ability to create comma separated value files, CSV files. The reason you would do this is that if you wanted to create a CSV file of some of your selected SMS data and then export it to your desktop, you could import it into something like Excel and create a graphical report. And we do have a support pack for PA, it's CP112, that provides you instructions on how to do that, as well as providing the Excel edit macros. Additionally, with a recent announcement on November 5th of the CICS Explorer, that has a facility to import CSV files from CICSPA to be able to create graphical and tabular reports within the CICS Explorer. Moving to slide number 7. So how can CICSPA help identify problem transactions? Well, we're going to start with high-level reports. CICSPA has a weight analysis report that gives you an overview of transaction activity as well as a complete summary of your CICS environment for the time period that you're reporting on. So using this report, we can try to identify where resources are being overutilized, what problem areas there may be, and then we could look at specific transactions. Next, we're going to drill down. We're going to create summary reports to show the aggregate performance of transactions. So what we'll do is, based on any anomalies that we see from the weight analysis reports, we'll choose a sample report that will highlight some of the issues that we may be looking for. And if needed, what we could do is we could drill down even further and create list or list X reports to look at specific measurements for specific tasks. List and list X reports create a line item per task from your CICS environment. Moving to slide number 8. What we have here is the weight analysis report for the in the summary page. So what we're looking at for our time period that we're reporting on is the overall activity in our CICS environment, the number of tasks that have run, our response times, dispatch times. And in looking at this report, what you'll see down towards the bottom is our local NQ wait time is actually 13% of our overall wait time, which seems unusually high for NQ wait time. So now if we move to the next slide, slide number 9, we're still looking at the wait analysis report, but we're looking at a specific transaction, a summary for a specific transaction. In this case, it's transaction ID TSSA. And what we see here is that for transaction TSSA, that the local NQ wait time is actually 94% of the wait time for this transaction. So it's becoming clear that we do have some sort of an NQ issue going on with this transaction. Moving to slide number 10, here's an example of a summary report. And what I'm showing you is by transaction, our average response times, dispatch times, file control wait times, and again, our NQ delay times. And you can see that for transactions TSSA through E, all of those transactions have an exceptionally high NQ delay wait time. So what we're going to do now is we're going to drill a little bit further down, and we're going to use Application Performance Analyzer to do that drill down. At this point, I'm going to turn the mic over to Russ Courtney, and he will talk about Application Performance Analyzer.
Great. Thanks, Eric. So far, everybody, we've gone through and we've used some of our historical data to actually isolate the issues that have been occurring within the subsystem, and we've used CICSPA to come through and pin that down to a certain set of transactions. What I'd like to do next is actually take that a step further and actually observe those transactions as they run in real time, and then be able to look at some of the information that we're collecting from the real-time report itself. If you'll move with me to slide number 11, just a little bit of overview about Application Performance Analyzer. It is a tool that actually watches or observes the application as that application executes. APA, as I call it, provides a subsystem report for the various subsystems that you can see across the top there. So for TSO, for batch, IMS, CICS, DB2, which does include support for DDF, what some people call that DRDA, support for MQ and USS, is all packaged together with the APA product, and customers implement what they need for their environment. Now, APA does function as a started task, so we schedule an observation session through the ISPF panels that APA offers, and we actually observe what's running within your application, what resources are being consumed by the application itself. At the end of that observation session, that information is written off into an APA observation file, which can certainly be printed to have some green bar styled reports, but is more typically viewed with the ISPF interface. So we actually go back into that observation file to look at the information and to drill down into the detailed levels of the information that's captured by the observation session. As an option, APA can also produce reports over in a PDF version of the product, so that you can use that with a PC or even for archive purposes or for emailing to other people on the team. If you look at panel 12, you'll get a better idea of the report categories that are offered by APA. Now, certainly, this is not all of the reports that are available with the product itself. But it does give you an idea of the different groupings of the reports and some of the reports that are available within each of those groupings. Now, APA is similar to CICSPA, offers well over 100 reports in these different categories. And the usability of the reports is actually very good, because we can select the specific category that we want to go into and then drill down within those reports within that category. On panel 12, slide number 12, what I did for our presentation today was to actually schedule an APA observation session. And using the information that came from CICSPA, I was able to actually set up an observation session that followed all of the transactions that were set up for the demonstration today. And I repeated that observation session 10 times. So APA does have the ability to actually kind of schedule this ahead of time, so that when a transaction runs, it can capture that information and then store that off into the observation files. From here, I selected one of the observation sessions that you can see there, and those would be numbers 68 through 77 that you see on the panel there. On the next slide, panel 14, after I've selected one of the observation sessions for viewing, I specifically went into the grouping of reports that relate to CICS measurements. And if you look at the screen, the upper half of the panel actually gives us the different groupings of the reports. And if you look to the right-hand side of that that panel, you'll notice that the CICS measurements are highlighted. So I've selected grouping E for our CICS measurements, and once I've selected that group, down in the bottom portion of the panel, I actually see the detail for each of the reports that's available within the CICS measurements. For our example today, I'm actually going to focus in really on two of the reports. I'm going to go through and take a look at the E07 report, which is our CICS weights by transaction, and then from there go into a bit more detail using the E04 report, which takes us into the CICS mean service time, again, by transaction. You'll notice that the reports are organized either by transaction or by task ID or by terminal ID. So the various reports present the information in different forms for us. As I move to panel 15, you'll notice that I've opened up the E07 report. Now, to do this, all I do is come down next to the E07 on the previous panel and select it, just a regular S-line command. I've expanded this report down to open up the different collections of data that are available here. And let's take a little bit more look at that. If you'll notice, the very first line of the hierarchy that we have there indicates the transaction that I'm looking at. And in this case, I scrolled myself down to transaction PSSB. And if I follow along on that line to the right, I have 10 iterations of that transaction. Now, within the weight, this transaction is clocking at about 20% of our wait time for my entire measurement for all the transactions that I've measured here. As I expand that transaction, the next level of detail under the TSSB shows me that I have an NQ weight. And that NQ is a weight on a VSAM or a CICS data table. And that description is actually coming from the APA product itself. And as I follow again to the right, we start to break down that 20.44% for the entire transaction. And this NQ is actually consuming a majority of that. It's consuming 20.41% of the total wait time for this transaction. So we can see our biggest usage is really with this NQ, and what we need to do is identify where that is within the application itself. You can see other transactions that are also experiencing issues on this panel as well. And, you know, we could walk through these in a similar fashion in order to correct or observe those transactions as well. On panel 16, I've moved over to another report. This is the E04 report, and it's our CICS mean service time by transaction. I've done a similar thing here, as we've seen in the last report. I've actually expanded out the TSSB transaction for our 10 iterations so that I can actually pinpoint what program and what offset are causing our issues to occur with, in this case, suspend time, causing our waits. If you look at the very first entry under TSSB, it's pointing me to the specific program. And this program is TSS sub-01, and it tells me that it's executing a CICS function, an exec CICS statement. The next level of detail under that is pointing me to a specific offset for the function that's being executed. And in this case, the offset is 05 Baker 6, and it's actually performing a read file for file A. And underneath that, I can actually see the NQ for the weight on the VSAM CICS data table. Okay. So this is where I'm experiencing all my problems. And if you look over to the right, you can actually see the suspend time going down in the order of the hierarchy, starting with the 41.075%, and then the NQ is actually taking up 41.025 of that total. So at this point, what I'd like to do is actually be able to get into the program itself, view the source code, to see where that NQ issue is taking place and kind of get an idea of what might be happening around that location within my program itself. On panel 17, I'm issuing a line command, And you can just barely see that. It's within the red box you see on the display. It is a P-line command that allows me to go to the program source listing within APA. When I use that line command, it's actually going to take me into to the source code for that TSS sub-01 program at that specific offset where we're experiencing that NQ on the read file for file A. If you'll move to the next panel on panel 18, you'll actually see the source code itself. Okay? And notice that it's actually highlighted the statement for me where I'm experiencing that problem. And it's trying to give me an idea of what's occurring around that that location itself so that I can get a better idea of how I might correct this program. Eric?
Yeah, thanks, Russ. What I'm going to do is just kind of explain what's going on in this program. It's something that we did put together. It's a sample program. And what we're doing is we have our BSAM read for update, and then we're actually performing a loop called a loop 200 times, and then after that looping paragraph, then we do the read write. Now in a loop we have some logic, including a number of DB2 selects and some other CICS commands as well. So what we're seeing here is, you know, we've got the NQ and we've got a program that probably wasn't properly coded, and that we have the read for update. And then we have a lot of logic, and then we do the read write in a, if this was coded to appropriate standards, we would probably want to have the read for update as close to the read write as possible. So what we did, once we identified that, we have this separation between the read for update and the read write, we went ahead and modified the source code so that we put the read for update right before the read for update, along with whatever required logic, minimal required logic is required. And we went ahead and reran our application after making that change. And if you take a look at slide number 19, we ran a CICS Performance Analyzer Transaction Profiling Report. This is one of the reports available from CICSTA. This report lets you do a before and after snapshot of your performance activity. And what we can see here is we have our prior performance, which is our baseline for our various transactions, and what I've captured here is for transactions TSSA and TSSB. And we can see that our response times dropped 14% to 22% between our baseline and then our report, which is our activity after we fixed our subroutine, our IO subroutine TS sub-01. And we also noticed that the NQ time dropped by 94% if you look over to the right. So, by making this change to the program and getting the read for update next to the rewrite, we significantly reduced the NQ delay. Now, one other thing to take a look at that was interesting is we're not really done yet, though, because if you look at the last column, our DB2 thread weight time, we'll see that our thread weights went up significantly. So I still have some more performance tuning to do. I need to take a look at the number of DB2 threads that I have. I probably have to take a look at the number of TCDs that I have in my CICS region so that I could get this transaction to its optimal performance. But we're going to save that for another day. So let's move to slide 21. We're just going to summarize some of the things that we've talked about today, starting with CICS Performance Analyzer. Just to recap, CICS Performance Analyzer is a historical reporting tool. It's designed to complement your real-time monitor. CICSTA uses SMF records to create reports and extracts. In addition to reporting on CICS performance, it can report on DB2 and MQ subsystem activity within CICS, as well as MVS system logger, CICS transaction gateway statistics, and third-party database activity if you are using OmegaMask. The current release of CICSPA is version 2.1. This release came out in June of 2007. It supports all releases of CICS, including version 3.2. With this product, as well as all the IBM products, we provide day one support for any updates to CICS. So if you want to install the new release of CICS, you don't have to wait for any updates to our tooling to be able to support the new release. We provide functional PTFs to allow you to use our tools with the current releases of CICS. And Russ, if you'd like to summarize on Application Performance Analyzer.
Sure, thanks, Eric. If you'll move over to slide 22, I'll take a look at APA from a summary perspective. Now, Application Performance Analyzer, as we saw, had a different series of different groupings of reports that are available. And each of those groupings starts with summary or profile level reports. And they allow you to come down into different levels of detail. Opening the different levels down would reveal things such as load modules or CSECs, and even allow you to get down into the source itself, as we've seen today. Now, APA functions as a non-intrusive analyzer, and when we talk about something being non-intrusive, we're actually talking about not having to link in any additional modules in order to do a performance analysis or an observation session, as I call it. So you compile your program normally, and nothing else has to be done in order to use the APA product. APA simply functions as a started task, and it monitors the resource blocks that are used by the application. So it never attaches itself to the program itself. The program or the application will run either as fast or as slow as it normally would on your system. As far as support for subsystems, you can see the different systems that are available there with CICS, IMS, DB2, including the DDF or DRDA support, Unix system services, batch, MQ, TSO, and like CICSPA, we provide day one support for subsystem changes. As far as languages go, APA provides support for COBOL, PL1, Assembler, Java, and CC++ within the product. And again, customers provide or get all of this support and simply use what they need for their specific environment. As we function a little bit closer towards the CICS environment, working with CICSPA, the APA product can actually go through and do a region analysis. And when we talk about region analysis, it can view all activity within a region. So it can look at all of the transactions that are functioning in a region and collect information as to what's happening with each of those transactions for the developer or for the systems professionals to actually view on the back end. As an option, you can also do named transaction analysis. And when we do that, APA provides the ability for the developer to actually name 16 specific transactions or 16 transaction masks using wildcard characters. So, for example, I could look at all of the transactions that begin with TS or all the transactions that begin with AB in the system and pick up just the analysis for those specific transactions. There's also the ability to work with terminal analysis. So if we have specific terminal IDs that we need to look at, we're trying to isolate something at a specific terminal or at a grouping of terminals. APA can also handle something like that using up to 8 terminal IDs or terminal ID masks, again, using wildcard characters. APA will support version 1.3 of CICS all the way to the current release, and it provides its reporting. If you look over at the new features over under version 9.1 on the right-hand side of the display, provides some new reporting features. It allows customers now to generate the reports in XML, and this is for customers. It was actually put in for customer requests, and customers who are wanting to build their own internal databases of what's happening with transactions and programs within their environment. So it allows you to generate the report data in an XML format and then post-process that into a DB2 database, for example, or over into something like Access if you're working on a workstation-type product, and then generate customized reports and graphs from that data. There is also recommendation support that was enhanced in the latest release and now includes some hints and tips for programming with different languages in case of just, or what we had in the past was just providing information about specific subsystems. Now we're adding in language support with that as well. Source support was enhanced for the C++ language to allow us to handle what they call the ELF and DWARF formats that are now available from the various C++ compilers that are offered by IBM. And while we've also enhanced our processor usage, we have always reported on all the processors that are used by an application. But again, at customer request, we've specifically gone through and identified which processors are ZIP and ZAP processors so that usage can be more easily identified by the customer. And within the IMS analysis area, we are now supporting named transactions within IMS as opposed to looking at an entire region. This release of APA version 9.1 was released first week of October 2008. So is already out in the field and being used by customers. If you'll proceed with me over to slide 23, we provided some additional sites for you to take a look at here. If you'd like to get some additional information on the CICS tools or the PD, the problem determination tools, we have two websites that are available for you there that will get you to additional information on the products as well as lead you over to the manuals for each of the products. In the second bullet down there, you can see the manuals that we've actually covered today. There are two available for CICS Performance Analyzer with the User's Guide and the Report Reference, and then a single guide that's available for APA, for the Application Performance Analyzer within the User's Guide. Now, if you haven't had an opportunity to take a look at the CICS Explorer, we wanted to make sure that we left you with the website so that you can get additional information on the Explorer itself. It is a nice-looking product. It has a lot of nice functionality within it. So if you haven't had an opportunity for that, to view that yet, please feel free to take a look at the CICS Explorer at the website that we have on the final slide here for you. And, of course, if you'd like to get additional information, if you'd like to schedule demonstrations of the product at your site, please contact your IBM representative. Eric and I travel the country. We'd be happy to come out and work directly with your staff. So I want to thank you for taking time today to be with us in today's presentation. And at this point, I'll turn it back to the operator.
Thank you, Eric and Russ. Now we'd like to ask you to participate in a brief electronic survey. Right after the survey, we will have a live Q&A session with the presenter. Your feedback is important to us, and we do appreciate the time that you take to answer these questions. To participate, simply press the star key followed by the number that best corresponds to your choice. Please listen to all options before making your selection. Our first question, please evaluate your level of satisfaction with today's teleconference. If it was high, press star 1. If it was medium, press star 2. Or if it was low, press star 3. We'll pause for just a moment to allow everyone a chance to respond. Question 2, was the level of technical information presented in this teleconference? If it was at the right level, press star 1. If it was not technical enough, press star 2. Or if it was more technical than I needed to hear, press star 3. Again, we'll pause for just a moment. Question 3. Please indicate your level of agreement with the following statement. Performing accurate CICS performance trend analysis is increasingly important to my organization. If not important, press star 1. If somewhat important, press star 2. Or if very important, press star 3. And we hope that you have enjoyed the teleconference today. Please let us know if you're interested in receiving additional information or follow-up regarding the products discussed today. If yes, press star 1. If no, press star 2. Again, please stand by while we allow everyone a chance to respond. And that concludes our survey. Thank you all for your participation. Now let's move to your questions. To ask your question, please press the star key followed by the digit 1 on your telephone keypad at this time. And at this time, I'll turn the call over to our speakers while we wait for questions. Again, that's star 1 to ask a question. And at this time, we have no questions. Gentlemen, I'll turn the conference back over to you for any... Oh, I do apologize. We do have a question, and it comes from David McGee.
Good morning, gentlemen, or barely.
Good morning, David.
My question involves using CICS in conjunction with DB2, specifically DB2 stored procedures. We're having a couple of issues that we're trying to pin down where I have DDF work coming in and run stored procedure, and the stored procedure, in some cases, EXCIs and CICS, or talks to other DB2s, et cetera. And I'm looking for a tool set that will come in and follow a transaction from beginning to end. I know the end-to-end stuff is not there yet, but at least once it hits the host, and tell me where I'm either, you know, waiting on processor, NQ, or something like that, and it would automatically follow. In this case, I'm going to be referring not to a CICS transaction, but the entire enclave, and tell me where I'm spending my time.
With APA, this is Russ, by the way, David. You'd actually be able to go through and look at the information coming in and look at the stored procedure itself. That sounds similar to what you might be looking for.
Okay. But, I mean, will it follow that stored procedure as it makes calls to into CICS, EXCI, and let me see what's going on there, and if it also makes other calls to maybe another DB2 off the system, it would tell me how much time it spent waiting on it? I know it's not going to go look at the other system, but...
Yeah. If there were CICS occurring within that same region, then sure, it would actually pick that up. So you'd actually see that reflected in the same reports.
Okay.
So, for example, if I was looking at my CICS reports, kind of in the sample that we saw today, if there was DB2 activity occurring in there, I would actually see another entry for the stored procedure that's coming up with the DB2 activity, and we'd be able to actually drill into the SQL that's being invoked there.
Okay.
So I'd use a combination of both CICS reports and DB2 reports in order to resolve that type of situation.
Okay, and this could all be done after it occurred for analysis, for performance analysis, to tell me where I'm hung up waiting on whatever the wait is occurring.
Yeah, the actual observation session would take place, real time.
Right.
But, yes, you would look at your information afterwards.
Okay.
Did that answer the question? Or?
I think so, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
And as a final reminder, that is star 1 to ask a question. We'll pause for just a moment. And it appears there are no further questions at this time. Gentlemen, I'll turn the conference back over to you for any additional or closing comments.
All right. Thank you, operator. This is Eric. I want to just thank everybody for joining today. If you have any more interest or desire to find out more about either CICS Performance Analyzer or APA, please refer to the websites on the last page of the presentation. Russ, any closing comments?
No. If there's anything that that Eric or I could do to come on and show the reports to you on site, we'd be happy to do that. Just speak to your local representative, and they'll schedule us out.
Thank you. That does conclude today's teleconference. Thank you all for your participation, and have a wonderful day.